May 4th, 2026, Stamford Superior Court, docket FST-F826-607829-2-S. Before the Honorable Ronald E. Kowalski II, I was not present. The transcript was, "Good morning, counsel. Madam Clerk, has he checked in? No, Your Honor. It is 9:54. This was scheduled for 9:30, so we will start without him." Counsel for the plaintiff stood up and asked if she may address the court on something that has come to her attention.
She said,
"The defendant has publicly launched a project."
She said,
"It is called Papa Pro Se. A musical in evidence. The website is papa.arprose.com.
Every track is a weapon.
Every hook is a receipt. She read it into the record like it was evidence against me.
Every track is a weapon.
Every hook is a receipt. 41 songs on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, and iTunes. And the court said, is it your client's contention that this activity violates the order of protection? And counsel said, it is. We just learned of it on May 1st. I believe we will be filing a motion for contempt of the civil restraining order. And the bench, a different judge, not her honor, said one sentence that is going on every platform forever. The court said, quote,
"Well, why don't you just call the police? Well, why don't you just call the police?"
Counsel said, "We are looking into that as well." The court said, "Okay, because that, I think, that is better than a motion for contempt." She kept reading, "Our firm is named in songs.
I am named in songs.
Lawyer Blomberg is named in songs.
Lawyer Batty is named in songs.
Lawyer Welsh is named in songs. There is an entire song about Judge Cooper.
It opens with,
all rise for the Honorable Vicky Cooper.
And it goes on.
She said to characterize her honor's rulings as predetermined and corrupt and written in trust fund ink." She kept reading. She said, "The next album coming June 1st is predicted on his website to have a song called Cooper's Courtroom, her honor's song." She said, "We will be filing motions related to these publicly released songs."
Every track is a weapon. Every hook is a receipt.
She read the tagline, she read the lyrics, she read a song that does not yet exist.
And the bench said again,
if somebody violates the restraining order, the most effective and fastest way to get relief is to call the police. A four-attorney law firm at $1,200 an hour stood up in open court on a public docket and read a tagline into the transcript and quoted lyrics into the transcript and named an unreleased song. And the bench, without a brief, without a hearing, without an argument from me, said three times, "Call the police." Near V, Minnesota, Pentagon Papers, Southeastern Promotions B. Conrad. The Supreme Court answered the question decades before counsel asked it. A song that does not yet exist
cannot violate an order.
A song that names a public proceeding cannot be a crime. And a bench that says,
call
the police, already knows the answer.
Every track is a weapon. Every hook is a receipt.
She certified it, she read it aloud, she put it in the transcript for me.
The Honorable Ronald E. Kowalski II.
Page 3, page 4,
page 5
of a certified transcript, dated April
12th, 2026,
by Joshua Burkowski.
Court recording monitor trainee.
Authenticated, filed, and now some.
Every track is a weapon.
Every hook is a receipt. And the bench said,
call
said, "Thank you, Your Honor."
For the chorus.
I have never met Judge Kowalski. He has never read a brief of mine. He heard 1 minute of opposing counsel describing this album, and his first instinct was to send them to the police station. That is the cleanest First Amendment ruling in this case. And it was not even a ruling. It was a question.
He asked it 3 times,
and I have answered it
41 times.
Tonight makes 42. End of excerpt.